Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, as we kick off hour three of the Thursday edition. Again, that number, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. I'm going to jump into the email box here, Mark, and I know you had an email about this whole objectivism thing as well. I want you to get that ready. But first, go to a couple of emailed stories from some listeners here. This one from PalisadesPost.com. According to eyewitness accounts, LAUSD school police responded to a complaint about skateboarders in the loading dock area behind a Save-On recently. Paul Revere 8th grader Harrison Ginsburg described what he saw happen next. Quote, "The police said everyone with a skateboard against the wall. When they saw I didn't have a skateboard, they told me I could go." Connor Ishimatsu, a 9th grader at Palisades High, told the Palisadian Post, quote, "Officer Taylor was about to write tickets to the skateboarders when my friend walked by on the sidewalk. The L.A. Municipal Code states that bikers and skateboarders under 18 are required to wear a helmet." Ishimatsu's friend, a 14-year-old male, uttered a profanity at the police officer. Probably F you pig or something like that. The officer signaled the boy to come over and cited him with California Penal Code Section 415.3. "Any person who uses offensive words in a public place which are inherently likely to provoke an immediate violent reaction." The boy was handcuffed and put in the back of the police car.
Crazy law.
Yeah, and does that mean that the cop wanted to be violent as a result of hearing a curse word?
And that's a little strange, too.
What's a little strange?
That he, I mean, obviously it doesn't fit that particular criteria. Hopefully it doesn't.
A 13-year-old male who had come out of Save-On and was walking towards the village saw his friend being put in the police car and went up to the officer. According to Ginsburg, the boy said, "I just want to know why you're arresting my friend." The officer grabbed the kid, turned him around, and sprayed him in the face with mace.
Holy crap.
According to Ishimatsu, the mace is referred to by several witnesses, apparently was actually pepper spray. Around this time, Palisades resident Philip Rose joined the gathering group of people walking towards Save-On to see what was happening. He said, quote, "I saw this kid on the ground with his backpack, handcuffed and crying desperately." Rose went up to Officer Taylor and told him that he knew the boy and would call his mother. "The officer swung around and pointed the mace at me. I backed off," said Rose. "Then he started spraying mace like it was cologne in a department store." Lynette Hackman, a mom who had come on the scene, said, quote, It was awful. "A kid was lying on the ground throwing up, and another kid was handcuffed, too. This little girl ran over to help the kid on the ground, and she also got maced." The little girl was actually Palisades High School senior Jenna Caravello, who had been watching the incident with friends. Reports vary, but at least 6 other people were sprayed by this guy. Said 10th grader Elliot Carlin, quote, "I called 911 because I wanted the police to control this cop because he was out of line." A resident also who watched the scene said instead of talking to the children, they used their force because they're the police. These were just kids. Paramedics from Station 69 arrived on the scene to treat people. According to one account, the teen on the ground was hyperventilating and vomiting. Pepper spray can kind of mess you up.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
He was not released to the paramedics by Officer Taylor until he had received a citation for, quote, disobedience to a police officer.
Had to give him the ticket first.
At one point during the incident, school police put out a call for additional assistance. 4 cars from the Palisades Patrol showed up and closed off a section of the area. "We responded to a request involving a large disturbance," according to one of the police.
Sounds like the disturbance was the cop.
The supervisor, one of the supervisors and spokespeople said, "Oh, the whole incident is under investigation. We're still collecting witness statements." And calls by the newspaper seeking comment were referred to one of the sergeants involved. So there you go. So the police just going a little crazy with the pepper spray, shooting kids in the face and stuff.
Wow.
Seems like maybe it was just a
mass
little
spraying.
Bit, just a little bit out of line there. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. How you guys doing tonight?
Great. Hey, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you guys. I wanted to pay you guys a compliment for your radio show because I was a faithful Republican for 18 years of my voting life. Up until the first time I could vote, and I started listening to you guys, and at first I thought you were kind of crazy, but then I kept listening, and then I started thinking you guys are pretty rational, so it was, I'm now a convert, I changed my voter registration ID to Libertarian. And
that's fantastic.
About 2 weeks after I did that, I got some correspondence from the Republican Party.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Come back to us.
Come back to us. Yeah, exactly.
Really?
We can help. So, but...
I was just curious about... Before you go on, I'm just curious about this correspondence from the Republican Party. They actually knew that you had changed your registration and really were trying to persuade you back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a letter from one of the senators from the state of Arizona who is Republican, and basically it wasn't directive like you've changed your party affiliation and we really want you to come back, but it was more along the lines of, you know, this is what we're doing in this election and we really need your vote and this kind of thing. I'd never gotten any correspondence from the Republican Party before to this extent. And, you know, they have like the little fake signed signature at the bottom, like the senator really signed it and things like that.
The printed in blue computer ink.
Yeah, blue computer ink. Dear my name, and we're really trying to do this and this. And so, I mean, maybe I'm speculating, but I think it was because I'd never gotten that before. But until I changed my party affiliation, and those are public records, so I think they have that, you know.
Yeah, they very well could have. So, welcome aboard, Mike. What else were you going to say? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't know where I saw a news report today, but there was something in about some woman in Port Huron was trying to sell a mummified body that she had gotten from some friend of hers, you know, years back.
Oh, my God.
Some guy was digging like a construction site or something, and they found a mummified body.
Right.
And she's trying to sell it on eBay. Well, the cops swooped in, you know, took this thing away from her. And,
what?
And some guy actually offered her $500 on eBay. He bid $500, and, you know, the cops swooped in there. You know,
outrageous. What was their excuse?
The article didn't, you know, it was on MSN. So I was trying to dig for the excuse, like what their excuse was. But, you know, they took this woman's property from her, and they sent it to Michigan State University for further analysis or whatever, you know.
It could be a murder victim. You never know.
Oh,
could be a 200-year-old murder victim, and we have to find the perpetrator.
So one thing they did mention is that they thought it might have been a cadaver, you know, that somehow it slipped out of the college mainstream or something, and this woman had gotten hold of it or whatever, and she was trying to sell it. But, you know,
outrageous.
We take your property because we don't think it belongs to you, and you know
there's
what I mean?
There are really some stupid laws in regards to dead bodies. I mean, you can't just have grandpa pass away and bury him in your backyard and forget about it.
Heck no.
You have to go through a process. You have to get mandated that in a lot of areas if you're going to bury them, you have to either choose a burial or you have to choose to incinerate. Well, and there's
the funeral homes have lobbied for these things.
They
you have to put them in a special box. They have to be obviously buried in special places.
It's probably illegal to be in possession of a corpse, which is maybe did they charge you with anything, or
no,
just take it?
No. The article said they weren't going to charge her. But here's the interesting thing: you're allowed to sell. According to eBay's spokesman in this article, and if I can find it, I'll email it to you guys. But according to eBay, you're allowed to sell a skeleton for research purposes on eBay.
Okay.
But you're not allowed to sell human remains.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
No. Because skeletons are human remains.
Well, this thing was mummified, so I guess it fit into a different category.
Once it's been certified by the American Medical Association, it's no longer human remains, it's just a skeleton. For research purposes.
Now, mummification, isn't that, I mean, you actually have to go through a process to mummify something, right? Or is it just an old corpse? What's the difference?
Stiff, crispy corpse.
I saw a picture of this thing. There was some skin tissue that was still adhered to the rib cage and the face, the skull, and things like that. But I know this sounds probably pretty weird, but, you know, it's basically a skeleton, but for whatever reason, the police or whoever classified this as a mummy or
Mike,
maybe the seller did. But,
thanks
you know,
for sharing the story with us, man. We're glad you're on board with the Liberty Movement. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. Call us again sometime. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. On the way, a crackdown on drugs in Milwaukee against convenience store operators? It's Free Talk Live.
perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 12, 2006. Gold opened at $573.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $604.91. Again, that's $604.91 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Watering plants is like gassing up your car. Both provide fuel. Water for plants to grow and gas for cars to go. But if a little bit's good, is more better? When we come back, I'll tell you.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Like Goldilocks suggested, just right is best when watering plants and refueling your car. Like flower pots, don't let gas tanks run completely dry before refueling. Cause when your car runs out of gas, debris from your tank is sucked into the engine, causing performance problems and potential repairs. But don't overfill either. Excess fuel flows from your gas tank into a reservoir, but then can be drawn into the engine, causing flooding. So how much gas is just right? 2 clicks of the pump when you're refueling. Remember, 2 clicks only. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you and Mark, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there free, including the wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Again, wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And we just got off the phone with Mike in Arizona. And it's another success story for Free Talk Live.
Another Free Talk Live conversion.
Well, It's really just warms my heart when we get calls like that, and we've gotten them from both sides of the political, the other sides, if you will, of the political spectrum. We've had socialists, true, dyed-in-the-wool socialists convert to libertarian thought, and we've had Republicans,
conservatives,
conservative types who have converted to libertarian thought as well by listening to this show.
I don't think authoritarians are ever going to convert.
No, the authoritarians are a lost cause,
yeah,
as far as I'm concerned. And I liked what Mike pointed out. And I think Mike's sort of process is going to be typical for a lot of people. He came across the show and was a little shocked.
These guys are nuts.
Thought we were radical, thought we were nuts. And then as he continued to listen...
But the question is if they continue to listen, and that's what we really have to... you never know. I mean, plenty of people are going
to
hear...
If I ever hear a crazy man on the radio, I will listen to that stuff. You kidding me? You remember Marty? You remember Marty from 1220 Days?
Come on. That was the worst radio ever. He was just horrible.
Yes, but you would listen to see how bad it really was going to
be. No, I wouldn't. It was awful. He gave me a tryout disc or whatever, an air check one time so that I could put him on my station, and I'm like, I was just horrified. And then he kept checking with me about it, and I didn't know what to tell him. You're the worst I've ever heard.
Marty, you're very persistent.
He's a really great guy, but...
Nice guy, no talent for radio, though.
He didn't have a lot.
Yeah,
no.
He was kind of one of these guys.
I love it when the guests were carrying the show, and they're like,
yeah,
people would call in, he'd bumble around, bump things.
Right. somebody would call in, and he didn't have anybody to screen the calls, and he didn't really know what he was doing, I guess.
No,
even
after
he'd
years.
Been doing it for years. So, he would fumble around with the phone buttons, and he'd put a dial tone on the air or something like that. And then you'd hear, in some cases, you would actually hear him pick up the phone, and you would hear him screening the call, like, over here, as he's supposed to be on the air. And so, I remember one time, this is a guy, by the way, we know about this guy, because we were coming in after him. This is back when we were buying time on a radio station a long time ago. We would come in after this guy was on the air, so this guy was our lead-in on Monday nights. Of course, nobody was... I mean,
who would want to listen to this?
I would, just because it's like a train wreck. And it was just so amazing. It was amazing.
No.
What was most amazing, not just the fact that he had no ability to do radio whatsoever, and this is such a simple business. It's not rocket science. He had no ability to do radio, and he continued to do radio.
He loved it.
He loved to do it, but what was most amazing was that the station manager would take this man's money.
Of course.
She didn't care.
That was her business.
She didn't care the fact that she was ruining her station's ratings or any sort of renown.
It was an all-brokered station. It was the least listened to station in the whole metro.
But even if you're going to have a brokered station, at least you should give your brokered clients some techniques or some tips or something.
Oh, come on. He wasn't going to listen to tips or techniques.
That's true, because I did give him a good tip, like talk into the microphone. I remember one time he was interviewing a guest, and the guest was doing an okay job. The guest, yeah. I mean, usually when you have a guest in a radio studio, you got to give them a briefing. If they've never been in front of a microphone before, you've got to tell them, look, you've got to be right in front of the microphone. You can't be over here, and you can't be over here.
Right.
You've got to be
it's
in
not
front.
Gonna catch you
right.
If you're sitting over here.
You got to be in front of the microphone, and the guest was getting it. You could hear the guests fine, but for some reason, Marty was way back here. I don't even know if my microphone can pick this up. Marty was so far off the microphone, and I'm thinking, as I'm driving into the station, getting ready to do the show, I'm thinking, what is he doing? Well, as it turned out, he was in the studio, sitting at the board where the main host sits, and he was literally just turned 90 degrees away from his microphone. So he was turned so he could have a conversation with the guest.
Ridiculous.
He was talking to the guest, directly to the guest, asking the guest questions. The guest was talking into their microphone, but Marty was at a 90-degree angle away from it. His head wasn't even close to the microphone. He was just sitting there chatting with the guest in the studio, and the mics were open. I mean, it was just amazing. It
doesn't make any sense at all.
So... I'm not sure how we got off on the Marty tangent, but we were talking about Mike in Arizona and how he has converted over. Oh, yes, it was people listening to Crazy Men on the radio. And So, yeah, I'm not concerned, Mark. We do an entertaining show, even though some people might consider us a little bit nutso.
What is it, an hour and a half of intellectual property last night?
If they give us a chance, then they will start picking up on it. They'll get it. It's not complex. This whole libertarian idea, this liberty concept, it's not hard to get, is it? It doesn't require a college degree. It doesn't require that you go to classrooms and sit and get a lecture series. I mean, it doesn't. It's so basic. And really, how can anybody say that what we are talking about is radical? What we talk about, and there's some degrees of differences between what you and I support and everything, mm-hmm. but in general, the concept of liberty is that force is unacceptable to use on people except within self-defense parameters. Right.
Peaceful, nonviolent, free market solutions to problems.
Right, I'm looking for voluntary solutions to real existing problems. And the wrong way to approach a problem is to use force on people. That's the underlying philosophy of all of this, of the entire movement. And it doesn't take long to pick it up. And it doesn't take, I wonder, you know, what was the timetable for you? How long did it take you to go from socialist, not you, Mark, listeners, how long did it take you to go from socialist or conservative, so-called, whatever it was that you were, to a libertarian? Was it 5 years? 5 months? 5 days? I mean, I guess it's different for everybody. What was your personal path? If you want to share it with us, 800-259-9231. How about you, Paula, in Florida? Ladies first on Free Talk Live. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys, what you just said was very true. Very, very true.
Which part of it?
Well, about, you know, using force on people. You know?
Yeah.
But I just want to let you know there are treason charges coming.
Oh?
Yeah, it was by me and the reps. They're doing it right now in the process.
Who are you going to charge with treason?
The president.
Wait a minute. Your representatives are going to bring treason charges?
They're on it right now.
You believe them?
I ordered it myself.
I called
ethics and the judiciary.
Do you have, like, a red phone that you can pick up and just... My
family helped write the Constitution.
Yeah.
I'm a presidential family, and I'm not going to stand for this. And I told them, if you don't do this, I'll have every one of you impeached.
You know, Paula, I really have to tell you, I appreciate that you've done this, and I've got to say it's about time that you brought up treason, this man up on treason charges.
Well, somebody else did it today on Alex's program. He's running for senator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stephen Foster.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. But, honey, you all need to call. Everybody can do this. All you got to do is call up there.
Can we all bring treason charges?
Yes,
or only people
yes,
who
you
have
can. Everyone
familial
can do
connections
it.
To the Constitution?
Yep, just call ethics and the judiciary.
Okay, I'm going to bring treason charges against all of Washington, D.C. tonight. Thanks for the call, Paula. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com, where you will get live streams if you would like to have them, because they are totally free, broadband and dial-up at freetalklive.com. I had brought Mike up in Arizona. He was the guy that called in to let us know that he'd sort of switched over, moving from a conservative to a libertarian-minded individual now as a result of listening to Free Talk Live, which is just wonderful. And we got off on this tangent about Marty, this dude that we used to work with a long time ago, and I wanted to go somewhere with this whole conversation, and that was the percentages of libertarians out there in America, not just the ones that are identifying themselves as libertarians, but the percentages of libertarian-minded individuals. And I believe you have some numbers for us.
I do. I got this from my through my RLC group, but it's apparently the Cato Institute has published a new study which may interest our members. The libertarian vote finds... Our best estimate is that the libertarian vote is about 13% of the national population, or 28 million Americans of voting age. According to an ANES from 1992 to 2004, the libertarian vote grew 4 percentage points, from 9 to 13. And then there's a really long article from the Cato Institute that you can read about it. I see two faults with the analysis. This is Bill Westmiller reporting on this. I see two faults with the analysis.
From the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Yeah, he's the president of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Historically, the report skips over early presentations of the LiberGraph by David Nolan and others in favor of some 1980 academic analysis. The report may be excessively picky about criteria for a libertarian label. Gallup finds 20% libertarians, and some Pew tests questions score as high as 58% with libertarian answers.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Great.
If there was a silent libertarian majority out there,
you know, it would depend on the question, really.
Yeah.
if there was if this was the case, but I would think that 58% of Americans certainly could score on some libertarian questions.
Sure.
Of particular interest to the RLC members are the findings that 58 to 74% of libertarians were voting Republican in four of their last presidential elections. And then it just sort of rambles on after that. But
I gotcha.
So up to 58%.
So as low as 13%, as high as 58%. Either way you cut it, I mean, even if it was just 13%, that's still a significant voting block.
Now, what did you see when you were doing your Operation Politically Homeless tables? You would score people either libertarian, authoritarian, conservative, liberal, or centrist.
Well, okay.
So that's five categories. Statistically, they should show up 20% in each one.
Well, to be fair, what we're talking about here is Operation Politically Homeless, where activists, libertarian activists, you can go to theadvocates.org, again, theadvocates.org, and learn more about Operation Politically Homeless and the Advocates for Self-Government, the organization that supports and promotes this. The idea is libertarian activists takes this Operation Politically Homeless kit and sets it up, buys a table spot at a county fair or gun show or gay and lesbian pride fest or wherever you can get a table, wherever the public is going to be milling about, looking for something to do. Wherever you normally see the Republicans and the Democrats with their table full of information. See, it's a brilliant concept, Operation Politically Homeless. You've got this large poster-sized graph, and on that graph you can see libertarian, conservative, liberal, authoritarian, and centrist. And you give out the world's smallest political quiz, which you can take, I believe, at politicalquiz.com. You take it for yourself if you've yet to do so. You give out this 10-question quiz. It's really quick, so that's one way you can sell people on coming over to actually do this. It's so fast, no big deal. You give out the quiz. They get their responses. You map them up on the chart. And so what you're asking me, Mark, is of the people on the chart, how many are libertarians compared to everybody else?
Right.
The answer, and I'm going to qualify it after I give you the answer, no matter what event I would attend, because you could say, well, you're at a gun show, of course there's going to be a bunch of libertarians. Well, no, I've done them at gun shows, and I've done them at pride fests, and I've done them at county fairs. And time after time.
So you've got the gays, the gun owners, and the
and everybody.
The toothless rednecks at the fair.
No, everybody goes to the fair. Anyway, time
I
after time.
I want my hog for the contest.
Time after time, it's about 40%. About 40% score in the libertarian or borderline libertarian category.
Uh-huh.
And you would think, well, that's tremendous.
That now, you mean right on the line when you say borderline.
Right. The qualifier is that obviously only certain people are going to want to take this test. Now, the question is, of a group of 1,000 people, getting 100 of them to take the quiz, what about the other 900? Did they all not want to take the quiz because they already know what they are and they're Republicans and Democrats and so they've ignored it? Does the quiz attract more of an audience that is politically homeless? Does it attract an audience that is curious about where they would score? I mean, really, so you have to look at the...
And people that know that they're libertarians that would want to come over and talk to you because you're a libertarian and they don't see too many of them.
Possibly. Though typically I'll ask, you know, have you taken this quiz before? And any libertarian will say, yeah, I scored 100-100 or I scored in libertarian or whatever. So usually the libertarians will out themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like they're coming up trying to inflate
the
scores.
So you don't give the quiz to them.
Right. And what's also interesting is that, for instance, at the gun show versus the gay and lesbian pride fest, is that the numbers do go or the results do skew in the ways you might think. For instance, at a gun show, while 40% of the respondents will be libertarian, the rest of them will either be authoritarian or they will be conservative. There's rarely liberals attending the gun show. On the other hand, at a gay and lesbian pride fest, the results are the opposite. Most, again, 40% going to score libertarian. The rest of the scores going to be either authoritarian or liberal. And I'm leaving out the centrists. There's always centrists. So there's always people that don't know what they are. They don't know answers to the questions and everything. But so if you look at just the generic concept of the event that you're at, you do get the results that you were expecting as far as liberal versus conservative.
Mm-hmm.
So it does seem to be somewhat accurate. It's unscientific as hell, but it is interesting.
Well, you know, we had the advocates on one time, and I can't remember what the lady's
Sharon
name
was. Sharon Harris, president of the Advocates for Self-Government.
She said that they have given this test to all kinds of people, including Rush Limbaugh. I remember he was on her list of people they've given it to. And they've scored out where you'd expect them to score out.
Yeah, it's fairly accurate as far
as... That's what she says.
Right. All right, so let's. Were we done with that?
Yeah, that's it. It was very short. It had a lot to do with a lot of other things. It had a lot to do with the Republican Liberty Caucus, and very little to do with people being libertarians. But I felt like those numbers were kind of important.
Right, and it's good to know that 13% at minimum are going to be libertarian minded. Now, once those 13% and the rest of everybody else comes across more libertarian messages, I mean, that's 13% with virtually no penetration of our ideas. I mean, really. John Stossel, Penn & Teller, Free Talk Live, there's a few of them out there. There's a few media sources for libertarian thought and libertarian content. But,
commonplace.
It's not out there, really. It's not being taught at schools. It's not commonplace. So to have 13% with that little market penetration, I think that's pretty good. And hopefully it's a good trend towards the future. Milwaukee police cracking down. They say they believe, they said they believe cracking down on the sale of items such as empty cigar wrappers, used primarily to smoke marijuana, will drive drug use away from the neighborhoods around corner grocery stores. WISN 12 news reporter Nick Bohr watched Thursday as undercover police officers entered a store and told the clerk they were looking for something they could use to smoke marijuana. If they were sold an item, the uniformed, not uninformed, though one could argue, the uniformed officers moved in. For that use, a pack of cigars became drug paraphernalia. Quote, with his knowledge, knowing the way they were going to use it for marijuana as opposed to just smoking a regular cigar, thereby it makes it drug paraphernalia. So they're capitalizing on ignorant store clerks that don't know the law. They don't know that they should keep their mouths shut when somebody asks a question like that. They're just trying to help a customer find what they need. At another location, undercover officers were sold 4 cigars after saying they wanted something to smoke weed with. The team also focuses on copper pot scrubbers sold under the counter. Why would they focus on copper pot scrubbers?
I bet I got a guess.
We'll get into it. 800-259-9231. Your calls as well, if you make them. This is your show. Once again, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it?
Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-899-7633. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-899-7633. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-899-7633. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-899-7633. 1-800-899-7633.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the Thursday edition of the show. You can still take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is for free for you at freetalklive.com. But if you want to help support the show, you can do like Mike just did, as a matter of fact. The guy we had on earlier this hour, he has just, within the last hour, become our newest Free Talk Live amplifier. As have over 280 of our listeners. They've decided that they like Free Talk Live so much, and they appreciate the fact that we give the things away on our website for free, unlike those other radio talk shows that want to charge you for their sites. They like all that, and so they voluntarily have chosen to give to the show, which is what AMP does. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. However, it's not just money going into Mark and Ian's pocket. It's money going to promote Free Talk Live. It's money going to buy advertisements to get the show ads for the show in, say, Talkers Magazine, which isn't cheap, by the way, but it's good. It's good publicity for us. It goes into other things as well, and you can get a whole list of where we're spending the money at amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the program and learn about some of the perks that you get. Just a few little additional perquisites, including access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, the amplifier-only forum, as well as classic archives. So all of the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. If you can't afford it, don't worry. Keep listening for free. But if you can, it makes a huge difference in spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the country and around the world. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the story about the Milwaukee police cracking down using undercover cops to go into convenience stores and ask questions like, excuse me, do you have anything I can smoke some marijuana in?
Oh, God.
And so the unknowing clerk, just trying to help a customer, pulls out some cigar wrappers so the person could roll a blunt, as they call it, where you put marijuana into a cigar wrapper, roll it up, seal it up, smoke it.
Or it used to be you had to take all the tobacco out of the cigar. It was a lot of work, but now they just sell the wrappers.
Yeah. What about those companies that are selling the wrappers? Are they encouraging people to smoke pot? Well, isn't it possible that you could pack tobacco in these things, too? I mean, I suppose
absolutely.
You could. Well, anyway... The point is, if you were just asked for cigar wrappers, you couldn't arrest the guy. But they come in and they ask a question like, what can I smoke marijuana from? Do you have something I can smoke marijuana from? And when they hand over something, then the uniformed officers move in and make an arrest.
Jeez. Arresting convenience store clerks. Oh, great. Well, I mean, they're really taking a bite out of crime.
Well, now they're going to get to their rationale here in a moment, Mark. But first... I'm going to clue you in on the rest here. The team also focuses on copper pot scrubbers sold under the counter. According to the assistant DA, quote, this is a problem because it's used to smoke crack cocaine. And there'd be no reason for you to sell this individually and to have them behind the counter unless people use them to smoke crack. And he's right. It's true. That's why they're behind the counter, because they know the crackheads are going to come in there and take them. You don't want to just leave them out on the shelf. Yeah. So you put it behind the counter, they have to ask for it, and they have to buy it. Anyway, so he's right.
So it's good to keep them behind the counter because the crackheads don't steal them.
Yes, it's good, but he's suggesting it's bad to even have them in the first place because it's encouraging them to smoke crack.
What if I do all of my shopping at a convenience store that's just close to my house? What if the grocery store's far away, as far as I'm concerned, but I don't have a car, but the convenience store's close? The grocery store is
convenient.
A mile and a half away from my house. Maybe 3 miles. I think that that's pretty reasonable for Americans to have a grocery store within 3-5 miles. Mm-hmm. But the convenience store is just at the end of the block. So I can walk up there. I can get whatever I need. I buy my bread. You know, I end up with white bread because they don't have wheat bread at the convenience store. But that's fine. I get my milk there. Nah, I spend a little too much. Eggs. Yeah, I spend too much. But I get everything I need. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's cheaper than having a car.
Yeah.
So I get all my stuff at the convenience store because it's convenient. What do I scrub my dishes with, my pots with?
Your hands.
Mm.
Fingernails.
I need a pot scrubber.
Right. Well, Milwaukee police captain...
not in Milwaukee.
In the process, police have come across questionable food for sale. At Brothers Foods, police found moldy pizza, meat that was rotting, mold on a juice shelf, open sugar, and other expired products for sale. Which is interesting that the police are finding these things, but not the health department?
What about the customers?
Right. Milwaukee Police Captain James Harpole said, obviously these items weren't being sold, so my question then is, what are you selling here, and where are you making your money to stay in business? Officer, I'm telling you, it's not the crack-smoking accessories that are keeping these guys in business.
I don't think so.
Maybe you should look in the beer department, which is where you and your buddies go every weekend. The owner, or every night, probably. The owner blamed a broken freezer and objected to the enforcement. The owner, Neil Muhammad, says, quote, I'm trying to get all the corner stores together to fight them back because this isn't right. You need to go out there and fight crimes on the street, not in the grocery store. He sells the cigar wrappers and
but
says...
But it's easier to find the convenience stores. They just sit there.
Muhammad sells the cigar wrappers and said the city should not be able to tell him not to. The police insist that if the drug paraphernalia goes away, drug sales from the area will too. Oh, really? Here's what he says, quote, if the drug paraphernalia is available to the user, the seller is going to be there to supply the user. So if you take away the ability of the user to purchase that drug paraphernalia, obviously they're not going to be there, and therefore the seller shouldn't be there. How stupid? Are these cops really that stupid? Are they really that clueless on the war on drugs? On this war that they've been fighting for decades? Are you serious? If you passed a law tomorrow that said that I hereby decree that no more stores may sell cigar wrappers and scrubbies. What do you think would happen, Mark?
Well, I think that people would find other things that they could wrap their marijuana cigarettes or blunts or whatever and smoke their crack out of.
I can tell you what I would do if I was a crack dealer.
Or, you know, they'll have them, they'll get them someplace.
No. Here's what you do. If you're an enterprising drug dealer, you provide the accessories. For instance, if you're a crack dealer and they outlaw the sales of these little scrubbies that they're talking about, well, you go to Sam's Club or whatever and, you know, do a little bit of traveling since these crackheads, they don't have cars, but you do. You're a drug dealer. So you drive over to Sam's Club, buy a whole big old bulk bag full of the scrubby things.
The ones without soap.
Right.
can you imagine those things? That would have to be awful.
So you go and you buy a bunch of the scrubby things.
Pink soap on fire.
And then you come back to your place. Of course, by that time, there's a bunch of crackheads at the front door pounding on it, trying to get in, because that's what they do. And you go in there and you say, hey, guys, I know you've been having trouble getting these accessories from the local stores. They're banned and everything. In fact, now that they're banned, I'm going to offer them for sale at 3 times the rate.
Mm. Sounds right.
Yeah, you're not going to make a lot of money off of it. It's still a little scrubby. It probably doesn't cost more a buck or whatever. But that's an extra dollar or two or three from your crackhead clients who are going to continue to come back and buy more paraphernalia from you.
Yeah, I'd have to say so.
So by preventing the legitimate businessmen from selling cigar wrappers and scrubbies, they're just putting more money in the hands of the drug dealers. It is just total fantasy on the part of the police to believe that if they get rid of all of the dealers of paraphernalia, the legitimate dealers of paraphernalia, that drugs are going to disappear from the neighborhood? How many crackheads do they know? Have they actually ever arrested a crackhead and talked to him before?
You're just not going to stop people from doing these things. The only thing you can do is minimize the damage. And I say the best way to minimize the damage is let them smoke their crack, make it be legal, and, you know, that way they're not motivated to want to kill me in my sleep. If it's not illegal, then it's not going to cost nearly the money it does now.
Holy crap. Two clerks at other stores were fined $288 for selling drug paraphernalia.
Jeez.
So they're not just doing it to make the community safer. They're doing it to line their pockets.
Fundraising.
Yeah, $288 fine. So far, the crackdown is only a pilot program in District 3, but the police said it could be expanded depending on how effective it turns out to be. Well, I wonder what they're judging the effectiveness factor on. Are they judging it being effective in that they go into the stores and the clerks are good and they follow the rules and don't sell the paraphernalia? Does that mean it's an effective program? Or is it an effective program, Mark, if they go in and find clerks who sell the paraphernalia so they can slap them with $288 fines? Which one determines whether or not it's an effective program?
It's effective for them.
Which one do you think the cops would consider effective?
The second.
Yeah. 800-259-9231.
We're catching more store clerks, because, well, we make money on it.
Let's talk to Mark in Nova Scotia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hi, doing great. Go. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just thinking here. I might be able to help out these police in Milwaukee there.
Okay.
If they really want to stop it, they need to ban apples.
Oh, yes. Do tell.
Well, with an apple, all you got to do is say, cut a little hole in one side, cut a little hole or poke a straw on another side, and there's your marijuana pipe.
Yeah. Wait, but could you smoke crack out of the apple?
I don't know. I've never touched crack before, so I'm not really sure how you do it.
You're saying you have smoked pot out of the apple. Is that what you're saying?
I cannot confirm or deny that.
Thanks for the call, man.
I wonder if it gives it a sweet apple-y taste.
Got a cake in the oven.
It does.
Yes, there you go. He's still there.
I have done the same, so I know. And you can use a potato, too. Doesn't taste quite as
good. Oranges are good.
Put down the $30 and go buy yourself a nice glass implement. Thanks for the call, man. We're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.